Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it's Thursday here on the show. You know what that means? Well, we got to talk about Dynamite. And not only Dynamite, but we also have to talk about NXT. They aired head-to-head last night. Although I didn't watch them head-to-head. Because for the first time ever, my YouTube TV let me down. And apparently didn't let everybody down, because I guess Mike's episode recorded. But NXT just didn't record. And it's still not up on YouTube TV. And I've had other people say there were YouTube TV glitches regarding NXT. Whatever. I ended up getting the CW app. What a disaster that was. Golly, I actually had to sit through commercials. I barely got the show watched by the time this program went on the air. But I watched it. So we'll talk about AEW and NXT tonight. And, of course, a busy weekend, SmackDown and Collision and Rampage. And New Japan Fighting Spirit Unleashed, which airs on Friday night. Talk about all of those shows. Also got a lot of notes on TKO and Vince McMahon. And Bruce Pritchard and Michael Hayes and what happened there. Grand Slam ticket information. If you want to go to the show coming up July 12th in Arlington, Texas, we'll tell you about that. Update on Malachi Black after last night's Dynamite show. Mike Mansouri is talking about changes for AEW live events going forward. We'll tell you a little bit about that. Raw ratings, NXT Deadline, Super Junior Tag League, and plenty more. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline threads, Instagram, and Cameo. You want to get a Cameo? I'll give you a Cameo. They're quite fun. And at Brian Alvarez on Twitter /X. Back in a moment, Observer Live. She got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in her eyes and her looks to kill. My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Now open in Rochester Hills at Winchester Center, next to Dick's Sporting Goods. Drink responsibly, B21.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I always like to look on the chat and see people putting me over. This guy says, Brian may be the best wrestling barber I've ever seen. That must be from the hair match. Funny you should mention that. Did you guys pay any attention to that haircut? So I don't know if you know anything about cutting hair. Clearly you don't. I do. I do my own hair. But anyway, so when you have long hair and you want to buzz your head, you got to cut all your hair off first. Then you buzz it. So I tried to buzz Vinny's head when his hair was long, and it did not work at all. I needed, like, you know, the kind of shears you use on a horse if I was going to do that. But that haircut didn't work at all. So I had to take the guard off, and I think I had to try and give him a haircut first and then shave it. It was rough. The whole thing sucked, that whole hair match. But I will put myself over, and I don't want to talk about this any more than this. I did make the bold prediction that by Wednesday night we'd know who the president was. No one believed me. Nobody believed me. But I was right about that. So I don't think it really affected AEW and NXT much. We'll find out in about 45 minutes. Who do you think won watching the shows? Mike?
I thought that was a rhetorical question you were just throwing.
No, who do you think won the ratings?
I would, yeah, I'm still, I will, just because I said it at first, I'm going with NXT. I might as well still keep riding with them, and we'll see what happens.
Really? All right. Well, I think it's going to be AEW. I thought both shows were good. We'll talk about them here after a while. Well, we got Vince news here. Must we? Day after TKO announced their quarterly earnings, one of the company's higher-ups said in a new interview that he has been in contact with Vince McMahon, and the former chairman is positive about WWE's direction. TKO Chief Operating Officer Mark Shapiro was asked about McMahon. He revealed that he had breakfast with McMahon recently. Just to check in, he said, following the recent Netflix docuseries drop. He said he hadn't heard from McMahon at all. Wanted to see where he was with everything. He's got some litigation that he's working through. Frankly, he wants the privacy and the time to work through it, which is great. Because in the meantime, we're going to keep building TKO and WWE. He couldn't have been more cooperative, couldn't have been nicer. He was a total pro at breakfast, if you will. What does that mean? He ate all his eggs? What does that even mean? He was a total pro at breakfast. He reaffirmed McMahon had nothing to do with TKO, makes no decisions, is not asked for opinions even though he remains a shareholder. Said McMahon, quote, couldn't have been more positive about the direction of WWE. Specifically said he wasn't asked for his opinion.
Is this Vince's new PR team? Is this what they came up with?
I don't know, but when you really think about it, it's like, I don't buy for a second that Vince is all excited about this direction. Like, do you watch the show? As soon as that guy was gone, okay, Hunter, like, undid everything that Vince did. Remember all those guys that Vince fired? Hunter immediately hired them all back. He does all this stuff that Vince hates. We can talk about hospitals and there's blood on the show.
Well, that's a reminder of the palace intrigue, like, that was taking place.
But Vince loves it. He loves all of the things that he never wanted to do now being on television. And he's a pro at breakfast. What a story.
Even if he watched it and thought it was great, he's Vince McMahon. When has he ever wanted to give up control or think that something that somebody else did would be better than what he could do? It's just not in his nature. It's never been in his makeup. It's not there now. That's why he's not riding off into the sunset. Now he wants to try to be competitive, I guess, in the TV and movie making business as a, you know, a funder of those sorts of things so he can see his name as the executive producer. But, you know, come on, give me a break.
Sure, he's sitting there every Monday looking at business and going, I'm so happy that Hunter is destroying my legacy, doing all of this better than I did. God, it makes me so happy.
Can't believe I sent Bronson Reed to big man camp. Hunter was right the whole time.
That's right. Remember when he got rid of Bronson Reed?
Yeah.
And then Hunter immediately hired him back, mm-hmm. and now he's awesome?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Anyway, who cares? So we got Malachi Black. So here's the thing with Malachi Black, okay? I guess we should go through this entire story. So I didn't see this. If I got it wrong, I apologize. I believe that Fightful reported that it was believed he was going to be done with AEW at the end of the year. Is that what they reported? Just want to make sure I got it right. So yesterday, if you watched the AEW show, you know, he had a match with Adam Cole. Singles match, which is very rare for Malachi Black. And he hit his finish, and Adam Cole kicked out of it. And then Adam Cole hit a few moves. And then Malachi just kind of stumbled to his knees. And then he sat cross-legged, begged Adam Cole to hit his move. Adam Cole hits the move, pins him in the middle of the ring. And then they do, like, you know, Adam Cole offers a handshake, but Malachi hugs him. Malachi puts him over big. He does that thing where you leave up the aisle and you look around at everybody like you're out of here. And then Adam Cole does the interview and puts the guy over. So, obviously, a lot of people watched that and were like, guy's out of here. This might have been it. He might be out of here. So, Malachi Black has stated on social media that he is not leaving. He says, I'm not injured, nor am I retiring, nor am I leaving. I feel this happens every match I have. Well, that's not true at all. Most of the matches he has, he just murder dudes. I don't understand how many times you're going to say these things and them not happening and people are still going to fall for that. Haven't been injured in more than 3 years. I'm referring to my back injury, of course. I only posted about that after it was already done. And if you would have read the post, you would have seen that. And not read what other people have written about it. I'm fine. I've been fine for a long time. I would really appreciate if that stuff stops. If I'm going to retire, you're going to hear it from me. And not after Adam just cuts a promo, just as a thank you for the match, because that's all it was, so thank you. Okay, so here's what I'm going to say about this, all right? Maybe he is leaving at the end of the year. Okay, I don't know. But what I do know is, officially, he is under contract for several more years. And I do know that he has had discussions with people quite recently at AEW, and the discussions have all been about what he's going to be doing going forward in AEW. So that's all I can tell you. Maybe he'll be gone at the end of the year, but according to him and according to other people within the company, he is not leaving anytime soon. So I guess we'll find out. What's the situation here as we go forward?
Well, he's a dark person, but he seems to be a chivalrous person when it comes to the character in the ring now. Buddy Matthews last week, and now him this week. I think there's a bunch of people that would really like to cheer them anyway. And you see how Brody King was in his deal with Darby Allin, where Darby was essentially the heel. When it came to Buddy Matthews and Adam Cole, the fans looked at them in the ring, and then as the match went on with the story that they told, got even more behind Buddy. And Malakai Black was out there, and yeah, I mean, it's not like they were booing Adam Cole out of the building or anything, but I think there are people that would love to see them as the powerful babyface unit, and frankly, there's a huge vacuum right now for that. The Hurt Business, they're great heels. They're a badass group. You have Moxley's group with the Death Riders that is obviously the most important part of the show right now. You have the Callis family. Yeah, the Elite could be coming back, but for right now, you could use a group that's out there that people actually think are kind of cool and that are kicking ass. And that is a hole that they could punch through very, very easily, because I can tell you what it is not, and that is Adam Cole. And hanging out with Roddy and Taven and Bennett, that is not going to be your top babyface unit. So there's a chance for them.
Bruce Pritchard and Michael Hayes, both on temporary leave. Bruce Pritchard is due to a family emergency. Michael Hayes is due to personal issues. Michael Hayes has actually been gone for weeks now, and it is expected that he will not be back for a while. And, you know, while the ideas are both going to be back, but, I mean, this has happened in the past where people are gone, it's said they will be back, and they never come back. Based on who they are, I would expect, and knowing what I know about at least one of the situations, I would expect them to be back, but you never know. But they are gone for the time being, and we can talk more about that after the break. Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. So Bruce Pritchard was on the creative team, like right underneath Triple H. And Michael Hayes was an agent who mostly did the matches for the Bloodline. And I will say, this is not to say that Michael Hayes shouldn't have a job again, but that pay-per-view match we just saw with the Bloodline was exactly the same as any other Bloodline match I ever saw. And Jamie Noble was the one who was in charge of that one. So, I don't know, where did Mike go? He just vanished. He took a leave. You right over there?
Say what?
You all right? What happened?
I had to... Jesus Christ.
You just walked away.
Yeah, I know. I had to fix something with the light.
I see. I pulled a Dave. I just acknowledged it.
Dick.
I thought something went wrong. All of a sudden, you just walked off screen.
So you think something went wrong, like I fell over and died in the chair, so cut to me. So
I didn't think you died. I didn't cut to you. That was actually whoever's producing the show today.
Jesus Christ.
Yell at them.
Yeah.
What happened with the light? It was dim? I'm just asking questions. Why are you so angry about it? Is your light okay?
Yes.
Right.
This is so stupid. Come on, let's go.
Oh, my God. Of
Come
all
on,
of the things.
You skipped out yesterday.
I'm let's walking go. Off the thing right now. You do this show.
Jesus Christ.
Don't even know what we're talking about right now. Did you watch that match with the Bloodline?
What?
I brought it up because I was asking you a question and you were suddenly gone. And I didn't realize you were gone until I asked a question and you weren't there all of a sudden.
What are you staring at? You have a monitor right in front of you. Yeah,
but it wasn't on me. It was on you. Yes. It was on me.
Okay, great.
Now I see both of us.
What do you got next?
Did you notice any difference in the Bloodline match on Sunday?
Any difference?
I'll start over again.
Yes.
Michael Hayes is the guy that books all the Bloodline matches. Okay?
No, the fact that it was...
He's the one that puts it together. So he wasn't there this week. He was gone. Yeah. Jamie Noble took his job. Did you see any difference in the match?
Not really, no. I mean, it was pretty much the same formula.
It was exactly the same.
Yeah, I mean, why would you screw up something that works? And the reality of the situation is, yes, Michael Hayes has these, and I'm not saying that Jamie Noble doesn't, but Michael Hayes is in a different situation in that he goes back with Afa and Sika all the way back to the late 70s and early 80s in Pensacola. So, yes, they're going to defer to him, but they also know what's working right now. That's number one. And number two, Triple H, Paul Heyman, there are other people that are also involved in this that, yes, Jamie Noble is going to continue to absorb knowledge from working with all these guys, but even though his name is on it, it's not like he's the only one putting everything into that whole thing.
Well, my point is that sometimes when people are gone, there's an obvious hole, or it's significantly better. But in this case, the guy was gone, and I didn't notice any difference whatsoever. I would never have known if I was not told that they had a different agent for the Bloodline matches. So not saying you shouldn't bring Michael Hayes back, but you know what I'm saying? Like Vince, for example. Don't bring him back. He was terrible at his job. But, you know, if you don't notice, what's the difference? What else do we have here? Grand Slam tickets are on sale November 20th. If you would like to go to Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas, All In is no longer in Wembley, although I think they're claiming it's going to be back in 2026, although they only said London. They didn't say it was going back to Wembley. All In will be back in London in 2026. And this will be the July 12th show, Arlington, Texas. Tickets on sale. The pre-sale is December 2nd. The official tickets on sale December 9th. Anybody want to guess how well this show is going to do? What are they going to draw?
Well, actually, what did the All-Star game draw? And if Dom is anywhere around right now, because that's the number they're going to be gunning for sure, which is the Major League Baseball All-Star game that was held there this year. So I would say, I don't know what they drew, but 35,000, I think, if you can get 35,000 paid in there, which is, it's possible, even though you're cold right now, if you make it a real flying event, it is easy to get into Dallas, you know, from almost anywhere. So if they can start getting hot, start getting some things going, it's going to be their biggest show of the year, you know, arguably. So, I, you know, we'll find out, but I'll say 35 right now.
Dom, what did their show do?
Really quick, they did 39,300.
Wait, hold on, 39?
39,300?
Okay. In that case, I'm going to go lower then. I'm going to go lower. I'll say like 28 to 30,000. You know, I wasn't sure exactly how many, but, like, they're going to do, I think, significantly less than the All-Star game, but still, you know, 30,000 people, 25,000 people even paid in that building, as long as, you know, you sell your highest price seats, you know, you could always try to fill the thing up later on as it gets closer with a lot of $10 and $5 tickets.
Hmm. 39,300, huh? Well, this is their version of WrestleMania. It's been out of the country for 2 years. This will be people's first chance to go in America. I haven't mind. I've never had a single problem with a WrestleMania in Texas. I've had nothing to complain about. So I'm going to predict 46,000 is what they'll draw for this show. That's going to be my prediction. 46,000. So the All-Star game was 39. Is that what you said, Dom? 39, 350 or something?
39, 343. Hold, and for baseball, the seating capacity is 40,000.
Wait, hold on a second.
So you can put how many on the field, you think?
Hold
about
on.
3,000?
May have overshot my target.
Some too. You're going to lose some to production.
I thought Globe Life Field would be bigger. Hold on. Let's see what their capacity is. Let's see. Capacity is 40,300, it says. Home of the Texas Rangers. 40,300. All right, golly. Should I say it? Sellout?
Whatever that is.
I'll say 43,000. 40,300.
All right.
Because they'll have to have a stage. They'll have to have all the rest of that gobbledygook. All right, I'll say it. I'm going to say they're going to sell out Globe Life Field. You want to say 30,000?
I'll say 30.
All right. Sticker Reds 202 here says 18,500.
Ooh.
Someone's going to look really silly this coming July.
That's not necessarily. It's 18. I think they'll do more than that in paid full ticket sales. But again, you know, how many they distribute compared to how many they sell is going to be a different story. And again, how many people, as this thing is going on, where you start dropping ticket prices or start doing two-for-ones or things like that? Plus, I am sure there's going to be more than just the VIP ticket packages if they're smart. They've already established a residency in Dallas. They're very familiar, obviously, with how things work down there and the travel and the hotel situation and all that sort of stuff. They need to start doing, I think, packages that, you know, you can get a ticket to an ROH show, you can get the hotel, you can get the AEW ticket, all that sort of stuff. They ought to throw all those sorts of things at the wall because, again, it's not like, you know, people's finances and everything else, all of that plays a part in this stuff. So the more you can maximize somebody's dollar to travel down there and make the excuse to go as opposed to another vacation they may be going on, you know, I think you need to do it.
All right. Does anybody know anything about anything? Because somebody here asked about, didn't WWE do 48,000 at Tropicana Field? Yes, 48,044 is the alleged attendance, which nowadays is basically the real attendance. They don't, I mean, probably will for WrestleMania, but they've been more honest with the attendances lately. But if you go to Wikipedia to look at the capacity of Tropicana Field, for reasons I cannot explain, the capacity has fallen each year. So it says in 1998, the capacity was 45,000. Mm-hmm. By 2007, it was 38,000. By 2018, it was 31,000. In 2019 to present, it's 25,000.
Hey, Dom, do you want to tell him or should I?
Well, yeah, somebody tell me why the capacity's falling.
Well, go ahead, Mike.
Okay. It's because the Tampa Bay Rays are that bad of a baseball team that they continue to block out seats and block out sections.
But that means you still get 45 in then.
Unless they've permanently blocked them out, yes.
Okay, you'd have to because WWE claims 48,000 in a building that has a capacity of 25. Doesn't seem like that would be possible.
Right now there's a capacity of none because the entire roof of it tore off during the hurricane there.
Well, that's true. So
So what does that have to do, by the way, with Globe Life in Texas?
Well, I don't know. I brought up Globe Life, and then somebody brought up Tropicana Field. Like, how come they drew more? And I figured there was a larger capacity. And then I went to look, and I found that the capacity is plummeting year over year. I didn't understand why. All right, I got it. All right. We have got Mike Mansory saying that fans attending live events in 2025 will experience a different presentation inside the venue during commercial breaks when the matches aren't going on. Well, first off, most of the matches continue through the break, so that shouldn't be a big deal. I guess there are a couple of segments where the matches don't go through the break, but I don't actually even know what they do. I guess they just talk to the fans now. But he's got some plans. And I will say, if you've gone to WWE shows of late, the days of everybody standing in the dark and watching video packages through the break, they're over. They keep that show going through the breaks like there was no commercial break. So we'll see what he has in mind. Back in a moment with AEW and NXT, Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now. right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, I should bring this up because people are like, you know how they are. So, I used to go to these WWE television tapings 5-6 years ago. And man, they were so weird. Like, they'd hit somebody's music, and then that person would come to the ring, and then they would turn the lights out because it was a commercial break, and we'd sit there in the frickin' dark, and then they'd air some rando commercial, and this poor geek's just sitting on the turnbuckle in the ring, just bored to tears. And then they'd come back, and it'd be like a backstage segment, and then a video package, and then all of a sudden, boom, the music would start playing again because they were let back live. And, you know, the wrestler who's trying to have a match is now, like, freezing cold because they've just been sitting there for, like, 8 minutes. And, man, it sucked. And now they've totally changed it. If you go to a television taping now, they keep everything going the entire show. Like, sometimes you don't even know when it would even be a commercial. You're just, like, watching now it's a two-hour Raw. But it's just, like, a two-hour show, and they don't do that weird stuff. So, in AEW, it's like way more of the commercials run through the breaks, which is the bane of my existence. You guys want to know a story here? You want to know a story?
Sure.
So sometimes, okay, I got to watch SmackDown. I got to do the Dave Show in an hour. So I skip through all the commercials, and I watch SmackDown in an hour, okay? Well, sometimes I call Dave, and I say, you ready to go? And he goes, I got to watch SmackDown. I go, okay, well, he should be done in about an hour. Well, an hour later, he's hour and 10 minutes into the show. And I say, okay, well, turns out it takes him like hour and 45 minutes, hour and 50 minutes to watch SmackDown. I'm like, how do you do that if you're skipping through the commercials? Well, the answer is Dave times all of the matches. So if a match goes through a commercial break, he cannot fast forward, because it would screw up his timing of the television matches. Yes. If I had one wish, it would be that we stop timing television matches so I can get this show recording before 1 a.m. But anyway, so AEW, whatever they do during non-match times.
Wait a second. Hold on a second.
Yes.
Is there another reason?
No.
That he does not fast forward through the commercials?
Nope.
Like, you're telling me that the story about him lifting weights or being on the treadmill during commercials, that was not true?
No, he can do that because the timer keeps running.
Okay.
He can step away, but he can't fast forward because then it'll screw up how long the match is.
Yeah, but he could also go to cage match and get that information.
No, I just think he wants
to get his pump in between segments.
Dave must time. You know how many times I've taken the time of a match off Wikipedia and it's been like 29 minutes and 13 seconds? He'll go, no, 29:14, because he timed it. So no, we cannot go to anybody. He's got to time it. But anyway, so there's some segments that don't go through a break. And so I guess during the AEW TV shows, they like, you know, hey, look, this guy's sign or whatever. And so he wants to make it more like none of that downtime, which is fine because, you know, you don't need that boring stuff. But remember how I've many, many times, and it's not just me, but it's many, many other people as well, have said, you know what AEW really needs, especially for these shows that have like tapings afterwards and everything like that? Are you going to tape Ring of Honor or whatever? What they need is to do what WWE did in the 90s, and you would save, or in the 80s as well, you have two massive stars come out and do a big match you can't see anywhere else. So, okay, you're going to sit through 2 hours of Ring of Honor tapings, but when it's over, you will get Jon Moxley versus Chris Jericho. Whatever match. Some big match that you never get to see. That's the thing that you stick around to watch at the end of the show, and away you go. I've argued this for years and years. They need to have a big match with big stars. So it was explained to me the other day, and I never thought about this, but this is the way it goes. Remember how one day people were asking about the Young Bucks and how they were the tag team champions and we hadn't seen them on TV in weeks and weeks and weeks? And, you know, I reported, well, you know, the Young Bucks have X number of dates. And so in order to not run out of dates, well, they're not on TV here, they're not on TV there, they're not on TV there. And then, like, everybody was up in arms. Oh, the Young Bucks, unlimited dates, blah, 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 blah. And then they even brought it up in a promo. We have very limited dates. Well, the reason it's funny is because everybody got on the Young Bucks. But the fact of the matter is, if you looked up and down the AEW roster, I would say the vast majority of people are on limited dates. That's like the contracts. You're contracted to X number of dates. So the point of all of this is, if they start doing dark matches with big stars that you can't see on television, that still counts as their dates. So if you wanted to do a Bryan Danielson versus Chris Jericho as a special dark match, well, that's one less date for both of those guys. That therefore they can't be on TV later. So it's not like in the 90s where everybody was just, you know, you were signed to your contract or whatever, and if they needed to work twice on the show or do a regular match and a dark match, it's like you did it. It's not like that anymore. You're signed to X number of dates. And it's not just the Young Bucks. There are plenty of people. And the people who aren't on limited dates are people that it's not much of a main event if they're, you know, no offense to, I won't even mention names, but it would be two guys that you don't even care to see the main event. So anyway, that's the issue with the dark match, big main event. You'd just be running through people's dates that could better be used for television. So anyway.
Sucks for them, I guess.
Well, when you sign those kind of contracts, you have to abide by them. All right, so we had two shows, and we don't have time to review all of them, but we'll do the highlights. I thought both shows were actually quite good, and I think probably AEW maybe was the better show, but they were both very good. So I guess we'll talk about the main events first. So the main event of the AEW show was Kyle Fletcher and Takeshita versus Ricochet and a mystery partner. And everybody was thinking, who's the mystery partner? Is it going to be Mark Davis? Is it going to be Kenny Omega? He came back at that New Japan show. Well, Ricochet comes out and he says, I discovered on October 4th of this year, a certain person's contract with the Don Callis family expired, and that man is upset that you guys have apparently forgotten about him. And he introduces Powerhouse Hobbs, who was coming back from a leg injury. And man, that guy got a pop. This was not a deal where people were disappointed with the return. They were into Hobbs. And Hobbs and Penelope Ford, I got to give them both credit. They have come back from, and Penelope Ford's been gone for like 2 years. Hobbs has been gone for 6 months. And they both came back and there was no ring rust. Hobbs was awesome in this match. He may have been better than before he left. And, man, he's just running roughshod on these geeks. And, you know, he's pummeling them and beating them up and everything like that. And as the match is going on, my first thought is, if they beat Hobbs, it's going to be a long Observer Live tomorrow. I'm going to be really mad. Because I thought, God, who are you going to beat here? You don't want to beat Kyle, Takeshita, Ricochet. Like, Hobbs is the guy they're going to beat, right? But no, Ricochet pinned Takeshita to set up a match for Takeshita's title. Hobbs didn't do a job. He got to look like a big-time superstar, and I thought it was great. And then afterwards, the heels continue their beating, and out comes Mark Davis in, I can't even say street clothes. Like, you wouldn't even wear these clothes on the street. This is like what you wear to bed. He runs down to the ring, and they go after him. Adam Cole tries to make the save. He brawls with Takeshita. Kyle goes to get the screwdriver, and man, they hit Will Ospreay's music, and this place goes wild. And this guy hits the ring, and him and Ricochet and Davis and Hobbs all clean the ring. And it's one of those moments. It was kind of like when, you know, the Young Bucks in Private Party last week. Man, that reaction to Will Ospreay and the finish at the end of the show, it felt like this company was hot. So anyway, I very much like that main event and the return of Hobbs.
They bookended the show well, not only with that, but by opening up with the Hurt Business coming to the ring and limiting how much talk was going on. MVP just basically came out there, introduced themselves, got Tony out of the ring, and started talking about the business card. If you have that, that is your golden ticket if you get handed one of them. And out came Swerve Strickland and Prince Nana to try to get some revenge on them. Security held him back, and it was very simple. Even though he had to do it in a dramatic fashion and draw it out a little bit, it was real simple. Just said the name of the pay-per-view. MVP said yes, and that was it. And they got it out of there, I think, in like, what, 7 minutes or something like that. It wasn't like a big, long 20-minute thing. And then that went into the first match. So I thought the show bookended itself really, really well.
It was very WWE in the sense that they came out, they talked, threw it to a video package so we actually saw what they were talking about, came back, shot their angle, and away they go. And that's not a negative. This was a good segment. The only negative with the Hurt Syndicate right now is that they are too cool and everybody loves them and they cheer. They're like going nuts. They're chanting MVP's name. They're going nuts for Lashley. They're going nuts for Shelton Benjamin. And like Swerve's supposed to be the top babyface, one of them, feuding with them. And it's like they didn't boo Swerve. But it was like they don't care if the Hurt Business beats this guy up. They like him.
Bro,
so that's kind of an issue.
You could do several chapters on wrestling fan sociology and psychology and how they take things and what you do. It's one of the reasons that I thought they made the right decision bringing Nikita Lyons back as a heel. Fans are going to do what they're going to do anyway. At least establish her if that's what she's going to be. It's not like she's Ric Flair coming back or something like that. So to establish her right off the bat as a heel, to not even let the fans try to dictate anything, I think that was the right way to go. Because sometimes, again, it's like what they're trying to do with Moxley and what I'm sure Moxley is trying to do. He's doing everything humanly possible to make you try to hate that group and to try to be as uncool as humanly possible. And that's when Chris Jericho was at his best, when he would reestablish himself and change up his look. He would do the same thing. It's what every great, you know, wrestler can do as they continue on in their careers, reinvent themselves, but also be able to hold the fans in the palm of their hands. Kevin Owens is great at that. Randy Orton is really good at that. There's plenty of guys who are great at that.
Moxley understands that this whole story is some young babyface needs to finally come along and save this company. And that storyline does not work if you like Jon Moxley. You have to hate this guy. You have to hate his group. And everything they do is designed to not be liked so that you dislike them, so that you hate them. And it's funny because, like, fans want to cheer everybody. So they're, like, happy with the Hurt Business. And I have seen so much negativity towards Jon Moxley after this whole angle they're doing. And it's like, I don't know, man. That's the point. Like, you're supposed to not like the guy. But people are looking at it like, I don't like the show anymore.
But you cannot you cannot like the angle or the art or whatever, but his motivation to try to have everyone hate him, cool. Now, you don't have to like everything that he's doing or think everything that he's saying makes sense. You may not like the angle, but, you know, what he's trying to do, at least in his world, what they're trying to get across, that is the right thing because, again, fans sometimes have to be told what they're going to get so they can be surprised when things happen down the line.
And then the NXT main event was actually we had two matches where there was the Bubba and Trick versus Ethan and Ridge and the women's 10-person main event, where in both cases somebody pinned the champion to set up a championship match, 2-on-1 show. And I have no complaints. They were the right finishes, and now we have challengers going forward. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, since people are asking, should I talk about Adam Cole's spray tan?
It's bad.
Listen, I don't have any inside information, but I believe that Adam Cole is doing the wrong kind of spray tanning, okay? Because there are actually 2 ways to fake tan. And people can correct me if I'm wrong, but I know of 2 ways. One is the kind where you like put the stuff on yourself or whatever, and it's like it's got a color in it. You know what I'm saying? So you're kind of painting yourself, right?
Yes, when MJF made himself look like Snuffleupagus, yeah.
I think that that's the kind that Cole is using, where you're actually putting a color on yourself, okay? The other type of spray tan, I never knew about this till I went down to the local place. I was getting ready to wrestle, and I got a spray tan there. The other kind of spray tan is they don't spray any actual color on you. They spray, it's like a sugar of some sort, and it interacts with your skin, and it causes your actual, like, skin to turn its natural tanner color. Does that make sense? I can't really explain it.
That's much better than going in the sun.
Well, going in the sun, you might get cancer. The point
here... If you're
here,
careful, this is so stupid.
But the point here is the other spray tan, it, like, it causes you to actually... Your skin produces the pigment, as opposed to painting yourself. So anyway, one looks significantly more natural than the other. And he is quite yellow. So I would suggest...
A lot of these people are too orange or too jaundiced-looking yellow like he is.
Yeah,
is he
but look
vegan,
at old Jay White.
Is he vegan?
He's got an incredible tan.
Cole?
And I don't think he's out in the sun all the time, although I could be wrong.
Vegetarian? I think he's a vegetarian.
Cole?
Yeah, I bet you he does a lot of cardio. I can tell you that.
Anyway, I think he looks fine. Just a little yellow. Anyway, we got to wrap it up. Tomorrow is Fun Friday, and we're going to have fun. Because I got a plan! We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.